Welcome, everybody, to episode 433 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, and the Frosty One himself, who, before we say anything, guys, is exiled. I'll tell you why in a minute. How you guys doing?
Well, you can't open with that and then be like, well, this is what's coming later. Like, this is, I mean, I guess you can. That's called a tease,
right?
And such. I don't want to be teased. I want to know the answer now.
You want to know the answer now? Okay, I'll be honest with you guys. I'm looking at the past descriptions. And if you guys haven't seen the notes for the show, you think I get teased on the show. You should see some of these ravings of a lunatic that's been doing our show notes, Mug. That's the reason for the exile.
What do you mean? What show notes? I don't write up show notes. I usually write the descriptions for when I upload the show.
Yeah, the descriptions.
In the form of harmonica.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, that too. Thanks,
He's just
Eric.
Lucky that right now the harmonica is playing.
Oh, my God. I am so happy. This is a joyous...
You can always pretend to do one.
No. There's nothing like the real thing, so... yes, that's awesome. I think I'm going to have a really good show this week.
You can find a blade of grass and do that.
Oh my goodness. Has anybody ever done that? Like make an instrument out of like a big piece of glass, like a little, you know, makeshift, like noisemaker basically.
No.
Just me.
None of us are that old.
Oh, Jesus. Thanks, Mike.
We all grew up when there was television.
I was really looking for at least
toys when we were adults. We didn't have to play with sticks and glass like you did.
Yeah, but none of us ever rolled a hoop with
grass,
a stick.
Grass, too, by the way.
Yeah.
None of us ever had to roll a hoop with a stick to pretend to be entertained.
Oh, my God. You guys suck. You're awful human beings, each and every one of you, and you're all exiled. So there, we got that out of the way. Gents, how are you doing?
Oh, great. It's a one-man show now.
Have fun. I'll catch you guys next week.
Yeah. See you guys later. Bye. Mug, how was your week, man?
Hectic.
Yeah? You're about ready to move.
Yep, the U-Box got all packed up and sent out. It got picked up yesterday morning, and it's going to be shipped out on Tuesday. So it's going to be arriving on or before the 8th.
Luckily, I found a suitable doghouse for Mug to hunker into. Yeah,
suitable it's a big doghouse.
Yeah, big doghouse. No, man. It's exciting. I think that's awesome. I can't wait to see you and help you out when you get over here, man. It's going to be exciting. I need some definite help too. So we'll help each other when you get here, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yep. Eric.
This is my last show in South Carolina.
Yeah. Eric, how was your week, man?
I'm getting... somewhat better over getting over my cold, which I thought was cold, but it actually turned out to be a flu. I should have got my shot, but I kept putting it off because I had to keep paying for other expenses, and I got sick before I could do anything about it.
Was the chances pretty good that you wouldn't have got this flu, Eric, or do you know?
Probably not, because I'm going to assume the herd immunity was pretty shit in Ohio. Yeah.
So I didn't catch the flu. I was sick with other shit.
Yeah, but everybody else in the workplace got sick, so it would have happened anyway.
And me, I'm just sick of break shit.
You're sick of break shit?
Yes.
Okay.
Speaking of which, I also got to get my tetanus shot.
Oh, tetanus shot for what, man?
You have to do that every so often.
Were you bit by a raccoon or something?
No. Are you frothing at
it's
the
for
mouth?
Rat tetanus, you dummy.
Are you frothing at the mouth, Eric? I think that's what he's
that's
asking.
Rabies.
Yeah. Oh, rabies. Okay. Sorry. Yeah, rabies.
Generally, like, you should get a tetanus booster every 10 years, or if you do something that makes you think you might, you know, like if you cut yourself on something rusty.
Yeah, I've got one probably over 10 years.
Yeah. I got to think about getting one too, man. It's been a while since I've got. No, when did I last get one? I should check on it. I'll check on it soon.
1952,
exactly.
No, it wasn't around then. I'm sorry.
I was thinking maybe 1952.
Tetanus wasn't around when in Frank's day.
Oh, man. All right. Break.
Oh, yeah. One thing I forgot to mention in the Gods and Monsters DC movie or Justice League movie is that the
dude
Lex Luthor of that movie, dude, he apparently had...
Yay. Let me ask Break how his week was, man. Then we'll get into Justice League. Break, how was your week, man?
It was a week. It's been an interesting week. It's been a long week. Interesting. Whatever.
Interesting?
It's fine. Let's move on.
All right.
It's fine. Shut up and go.
Let's just go. Let's do it. All right, Eric.
All I know is there's probably some sport-related bullshit you're talking about. But anyways.
No,
actually. Like I was saying, the one thing I couldn't figure out was whether or not Lex Luthor had ALS or suffered from polio. They never really talked about it, but yeah, he's basically Stephen Hawking in this movie.
That's interesting. I caught you. What did you give it last week, Eric? Like a 7?
I think I gave him like an 8 or something.
Yeah. No, I need to dig out some time to actually watch some of this shit. Yeah. Been busy.
Oh, the one thing I didn't notice over the week is a lot of people were complaining about Iron Fist. I don't know why.
I'm like 5 episodes in, I think, and I don't have any problems with it so far. It's kind of, I mean, it compared to the other ones, I'd say it's definitely the weakest of the 4 so far.
Yeah, I wanted to,
but so far, like, I like it.
I still have to watch Jessica Jones and Luke Cage. So I was like, I'm nowhere near getting, you know.
Jessica Jones has an awesome villain.
Yeah,
who's now voicing Scrooge McDuck, by the way.
Mm.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about Iron Fist. We'll get into it. That's something I didn't.
Well, I don't want you to spoil anything.
I definitely will not spoil not one thing about Iron Fist. At all. But
you're not crossing your fingers, are you?
I'm hoping something happens that makes it worthwhile, man. But I have not had a good time with Iron Fist, I have to say. Let's just leave it at that. Let's get on with the news, get this out of the way, and then we'll talk more about that stuff, guys. Eric, started with first.
excuse me. With the first article we got from RPG Site, I'm probably going to use more articles from them. But Digimon's story, Cyber Sleuth Hacker's Memory, is coming westward in 2018. And says the game will have a physical and digital versions on PS4, and they're actually bringing the Vita release this time. Because Digimon World's Vita release didn't come over here for whatever reason. But it'll be digital only, though, just like last time. Although I'm sure you can buy an English release from the Asian version on some place like PlayAsia.
Yeah.
And it's also interesting here is that it'll be Japanese voice acting only, but there'll be English and German subtitle options. Why specifically German, I don't know, but okay.
Does it sell well? That, like, Digimon, does it do better in Germany than other places? Maybe that's, like, part of the deal. Like,
David Hasselhoff?
Yeah, exactly. What do you think, Mug? Digimon? Yeah. Digimon?
What about?
In Germany, why it's in German? I mean, it obviously because it sells more there than other countries, right? I mean,
I have no idea. I've actually never played a Digimon game.
I never really played them either. I just was wondering, like, if it does well in Germany. I know of Digimon. I've never played the games, but I know of it. Just like Pokemon. Who?
Anyways, the about of this is that it's basically an alternative sequel where the game takes place from an NPC's perspective from the first games, where he's accused of being a hacker. And now he has to prove his innocence.
I'm imagining the story in the Digimon games are ridiculous, or have they gotten better as the years went by?
I find it. Well, the anime is a different story, but they're not bad stories. It's just they're a little convoluted at times. But yeah. The story in Cyber Sleuth was decent, at least.
Yeah.
Kind of suffered from some localization issues and spelling errors and stuff, but the game clearly needed a dub because the script was written for it.
Worth a shot of playing, at least. I don't know. Are you going to review this game, Eric?
Hopefully, but Bandai Namco is like a crapshoot.
Yeah, hard to get stuff from them. All right. Well, let's go on to the next story. Breakman, next story. I'll give you this.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Seiken Densetsu Collection announced for Nintendo Switch in Japan.
Seiken, yes.
Seiken? So I got the second word right?
Seiken Densetsu, yes.
Seiken Densetsu.
Yes.
Literally, Squinix Legend of the Holy Sword.
Yeah. Squinix has announced Legend of the Holy Sword Collection for Nintendo Switch in Japan. It will release on June 1st and cost 4,800 yen. This collection includes three original games and Seiken?
Yeah.
Seiken Densetsu series, more widely known in the West as the Mana series.
You know,
Seiken.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Break, but.
Did I say Mana? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Mana's
bread, Mana's magic, which is what this implies.
It's really, either one is just as valid.
I promise that by the end of RP Grinders as a podcast, which is going to be whenever, Breakman will probably speak better Japanese than all of us combined. And Mug translates this shit, so he knows what he's talking about for the most part. When it comes to translations and spellings. But as much shit as we give Breakman for saying these words, like every once in a while, you know, he pays attention and he gets shit right. Breakman. Finish the story, Breakman.
Where was I? Okay. Seiken Densetsu. Seiken, right? Seiken. I'll remember eventually. Known as Final Fantasy Adventure in the United States. I hate that game. And Mystic Quest in Europe. Seiken Densetsu 2, more known as Secret of Mana. And Seiken Densetsu... What the hell is my screen just flashing all of a sudden? What's this web page? Is a flipping ad getting in my way? Sorry. Seiken Densetsu 3, which was never officially localized. Okay.
I actually really liked the original one on Game Boy.
I hate that game.
The only problem I had with this is that it was labyrinthine.
Yeah. Although one of the main thing I remember about it is that I thought the ending was like, oh my god, that's like the saddest thing I've ever seen.
There was a point in the game I got stuck, and that's why I really hate the game. It was really stupid.
Flipping their shits over on the internet about this because the way a lot of Switch games seem to be programmed is that all the text language and audio language files are thrown into the single cartridge, and then they sell that cartridge everywhere with minor differences with labeling of ratings and stuff like that. But otherwise, like, the game you're getting is a game everybody else is getting. So people are wondering whether or not it will be brought to the U.S. because at least two of these games have been localized.
It would be an opportunity for them to finally localize, you know, Seiken Densetsu 3.
Yeah, they
did.
Square has done crazier things, like plans to localize Saga 2 for the Vita.
I mean, Earthbound Zero got an official localization through the Virtual Console. So when it's not like this, it's completely unprecedented. Wasn't there a monster?
And they did a new Wonder localization. Boy? For Adventures of Mana, which is a remake of Final Fantasy Adventure. Quote.
Is there like a theory in video games? Because video games cost like a ton more to produce than, movies, for instance, right? Like it's gotten to the point that...
Not usually.
I bet you that Square will localize it, but it'll be digital only. They won't do a physical release.
What's a typical budget for a video game? Does anybody know?
Well, a high budget for a video game is, you can. I'm trying to think what like Metal Gear Solid 5 was, but I think that was something like 55 or 65 million.
Okay.
But that's like a really, really high budget.
Real high
budget. Whereas like, when you're looking at like summer tentpole releases for, for movies nowadays, you're looking at a minimum
300,
around
100. Yeah.
Yeah, like $100 million is like lowballing a big budget movie.
Right, right. So you're really taking your chances with a big budget movie. Gosh, but that's still getting up there. Like, there are movies, is there a model? Because I know even
games also tend to take a lot longer to develop.
Isn't there some, I'm just curious to hear your guys' voice on this. I give credit to Derek H for making me think about something. Does every movie.
Because that's not easy.
Right. Does every.
Wait,
yeah, exactly.
When's the last time you heard him talk?
A long ass time ago, but from time to time I think about it, like how every movie eventually makes its budget back. I'm not 100% sure that's true, but if that is, then like what would be the incentive not to make movies if every movie makes its budget back? And then some.
Well,
how much quickly do you want your money?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing. If you think about it in the studio system, movies will tend to make their money back over time with with home sales and rentals and things like that and licensing rights.
Eventually like cable television. And
yeah.
Like,
but the problem with that is that studios don't really particularly studio executives don't consider that to be part of the money that's going to be brought in by a film as far as an investment goes, because it's usually going to happen after they're no longer in that position. It's like that's like long term, like 5 to 10 years after the movie is made, it will eventually have turned a profit, even if it's not an extremely successful movie.
So a CEO,
if an exec, what I mean is like if an exec presides over a film that flops at the box office, like say John Carter or something, which I actually liked, but that's neither here nor there. The exec is likely to feel the pinch for that because that's in the short term, that's a massive loss of money. Mm-hmm. It might eventually make its money back through rentals and sales and like home sales and that kind of thing. But it's going to be a while before that happens, by which point the people who are around who greenlit John Carter are going to be gone. So it doesn't matter to them.
So it's just a matter of greenlighting the right project if you're going to go big budget.
Shepherding it through like that. And that's why the studios tend to get involved with stuff when they see the results of a film that they're working on. And they've been like, oh, we don't like where this is going. Like what happened with I told you guys about this, but like the Thing prequel that came out in like 2011.
Yeah. I like that one.
It was, I enjoyed it too, but like the biggest complaint everybody had was that all the effects were CG and they weren't originally. Everything was done practically. And the studio saw the dailies and were like, oh, this is not good. We've got to redo everything with CG. Cover all this up. It's all got to be CG.
Why?
Because they just thought like practical effects were a thing of the past and everything's CG now, so it's got to be CG. And I'm like, God, I would kill to see like a director's cut of that with all the practical effects in place, because they were like, the original The Thing, or John Carpenter's The Thing, was a landmark of practical effects. It still holds up really well today. There's a few effects that look a little dated, but I mean, by and large, it's like it looks authentic because the stuff's actually there.
That's interesting. I guess it gets me back to my original point about these games being like money makers for them, and they just realize that they're going to make a shit ton of money. Otherwise, why?
I mean, basically, this is just these are just three ROMs with an emulator shell slapped on top of it. This is this is the making hay that, there's a zero effort, product for them.
Right. Which is why I'm surprised we don't get this like more often.
Yeah.
Square is notorious for not putting their back catalog on Nintendo consoles.
Which doesn't make any sense to me, because that's easy money.
Yeah.
It's well, like I know they're leaving money on the table.
Well, I know that with the Virtual Console, ultimately Nintendo has the final say, but the fact that they even haven't even tried to make talks with Nintendo is telling.
Come on. We've seen what Nintendo approves from the third parties. Come on now.
Well, I think that ever since Square went to Sony with the PlayStation, relations between Square and Nintendo have been a little cool.
Yeah.
Ben stopped them from King top Kingdom Hearts title on 3DS, though. They didn't do a digital version of it, though, which is just probably because of licensing, like everything else.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, totally.
But I don't think there's a digital version of Final Fantasy Explorers either, though. So.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story. Mug, next story. I know that was a long-winded, but we'll get back to that, too.
Yeah. Coming to us live from Gematsu, Radiant Historia, Perfect Chronology, announced for 3DS. The latest issue of Weekly Famitsu reveals Radiant Historia, Perfect Chronology for 3DS, a full remake of the 2010 released DS title Radiant Historia with a new scenario. It will launch on Japan on June 29th. Further information, including an overview of the game, new elements, and comments from the staff are featured within the pages of Weekly Famitsu. First details have come out of the magazine. It is a full remake, includes a full lineup of voice actors that did not appear in the original game. That's a nice touch. The 3DS version has enhanced graphics and beautiful visuals inserted for event scenes. Character design is being handled by Masaki Hirooka. When you start the game, you can choose from two modes. In perfect mode, you can choose to play an added new sub-history in addition to the standard history and alternate history of the original title right from the beginning of the game. In append mode, you start with standard history and alternate history, and after clearing those, move on to sub-history. Difficulty level can also be changed. The game's opening animation is produced by A1 Pictures, and there's a whole listing of the characters, which I'm not really going to go into, but it's like there's a little bit from the interview. What's the story behind developing a full remake? Thanks to everyone's long-standing support, the buildup of wanting to release this title has risen even within Atlus. Since providing a world experience is essential in an RPG, we kept in mind not to change that impression. We reviewed the playability and improved it all overall. What kind of story is the sub-history? The third history that is neither the standard nor the alternate history is the sub-history. It is not just a single parallel world. The treatment of characters and timeline interpretation, how the sub-history was born, each of those is different from the standard history and the alternate history. Development is 95% complete. The game will cost 6,998 yen, tax included. And a perfect edition limited set will cost 10,584 yen.
What does that equate to? I always ask you.
It varies, you know, but roughly 100 yen equates roughly to a dollar.
Hmm. Okay, so you're looking at 70 and 100.
Yeah, about that.
Oof,
that's expensive over in Japan, dude.
Yeah, that's.
You should see DVD and Blu-ray prices.
Are they crazy? Like, what would they equate to?
Oh God, they're obscene. I went in 2004, and I went into like a movie store. You know, Blu-rays weren't a thing yet, but I remember seeing like, you know, a CD would cost you around 3,000 yen.
Damn.
And a movie would run you probably around 50, like 5,000 yen.
Wow.
This is why the rental scene is so popular in Japan.
You can't rent games in Japan. It's illegal.
The used games. Yeah, I was talking about the CDs, though.
Yeah. The rental of CDs and stuff is a big deal. But you can. Yeah, the resale of games is a huge thing in Japan because you can't rent them. I remember one of the things that I saw was like they had half season sets of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Like half a season, like three discs out of the six, you know, for season four or whatever.
Yeah.
That was like 6,000 yen.
Holy hell.
It's obscene. Like people
also,
bitch about
also they don't know they don't know how to, maximize space on Blu-ray disc for anime titles they'll like stick three episodes of a show on and make you pay like $70 for it.
Yeah, it is obscene the way that they price stuff out.
Wow, that's crazy. Do they have a huge market out there? I mean, obviously they do, man. Like,
this
is why people complain about Aniplex USA's prices, because they basically are the same as Japanese prices.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. Whew. Wow, that's a
lot. See, I remember when I had a LaserDisc player. I bought a couple of Hang on a second, Eric. Let me finish. I bought the East anime on LaserDisc back in the day, and that was like initially like the first one came was like 7 episodes. It came on it came on like a.
LaserDisc.
Yeah, it's like it came on a 4-disc set, and that cost me $200. And when East 2 came out, it came out episode by episode, like it was half hour episodes, and each disc was 5,800 yen.
Whoa, that's crazy, man. That's like, yep. Holy hell, rentals. Why do they not allow game rentals over there to force people?
That's weird because they allow movie rentals.
Yeah, I mean it's illegal to rent games for some reason.
Huh, that's interesting. I'd like to know the real reason why.
It's probably one of those weird laws where someone made it illegal. It somehow passed, and tradition dictates that they don't do a thing about it.
Is it piracy related?
You would think, but it's like renting CDs is like the easiest way to pirate anything. It's like okay, pop it in your computer, rip it, and voila, you have
it. Right.
I almost think it was done on a drunken dare.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. Well, let's move.
I know how the Japanese like to do kanpais.
Yeah, I see that Hugh Jackman is in chat now. Logan himself is in chat. Welcome, Hugh Jackson.
He isn't going by Power Rangers name today.
Exactly. Hey, what's up, MXT? It's either MXT. I'm pretty sure it's MXT. It's either MXT or Freak. I'm going to put my chips on MXT this time.
Back to my point on Aniplex USA. They're basically were selling you the imports, so that's why they were the same as the import prices. I think the only difference was I think they recoded it so that it was defaulted to English or something.
MXT is obsessed with Ian Somerhalder in chat. What's up, MXT? Let's move to the last story, guys. I'll go ahead and read this one. This comes to us from Gamatsu, if I can get rid of the ad. PS Vita version of Salt and Sanctuary will launch on March 28th. Ska Studios announced. Sickhead Games, the studio behind the console versions of Stardew Valley, Darkest Dungeon, and others, ported the PS Vita version. Ska Studios played a small role, quote, nudging some HUD elements here, HUD elements, tightening up the camera there, tweaking an effect or two when we needed to. Salt and Sanctuary is a cross-buy title, meaning, we know what cross-buy titles are there, Gamatsu. So, yeah, there you go. Salt and
Maybe
Sanctuary.
I should try contacting these guys.
Yeah.
Salt and Sanctuary is a good game.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see how the Vita version plays, because a problem with a lot of Vita games is they're not optimized well, and they run like crap.
Hmm. Well, I wouldn't think that this one would be too bad just because it's just it's a straight 2D game. I mean, there's no 3D
elements. Well, I don't know. Shantae on the Vita ended up having frame rate issues.
Yeah, well, that's
unfortunate.
Never know.
Yeah.
There is one more story.
Go ahead. I just now saw that. Go ahead.
All right, coming to us live from Silicon Era. East 8's PlayStation 4 demo is now available in Japan, so if you have yourself a PlayStation, or rather a Japanese PSN account, which is easy as hell to get, you can go download it and check it out. And what sucks for me is that I'm not going to be able to do it for like 2 weeks, because my PS4 is packed away and out of my reach. The demo lets you check out the Coral Forest dungeon, the first of many that Adol takes on in East 8. For those of you looking for more of a challenge, it also features the Inferno difficulty mode. While the demo features PlayStation 4 Pro support, it doesn't carry over save data for the full release of the game, so be sure to keep that in mind if you're looking to check it out. You can get the demo on the PlayStation Store, and it weighs in at 1.3 gigabytes. Currently come to Japan on May 24th for PlayStation 4. The Vita version is currently available, and it is headed westward in fall 2017 for PS4, Vita, and PC.
I'm imagining now that the game itself is probably no larger than 10 gigabytes, though.
Hmm.
Probably not. And if it, you know, the, I mean, the core game looks, the core game fit on a, you know, on a Vita card, so it's probably not going to be super huge. I saw something, I went and I was looking at some footage, and I saw, like, it's, you know, we're in normal circumstances, like when you're playing with Adol, you're playing with your two party members, and you can swap off between them. But there are parts where you're playing as Donna, and it looks like she fights on her own, but she has like three different weapons that she can cycle through. And for some reason, I was watching, you know, specifically
I think she also transforms into things too.
She might, but and specifically, I'm watching her play, the pace of the game that I was seeing, I'm getting a lot of Monster Hunter vibe off of it. Just watching her gameplay. I'm like, huh, that's kind of interesting.
Monster Hunter. I never played Monster Hunter either. There are certain series that I just never got around to playing. And I wished I had, just so I could speak eloquently on them. But, I'm ignorant to some of these games. But I can definitely see the appeal for sure. There you go. That's the news, guys. What else we got here? Homie discounts. What's the homie discount this week, guys? I don't know who put that link in there. Did you, Eric?
I did. Right. Found some deals that were on Silicon Era where there's a price drop on Fairy Fencer F Advent Dark Force and Odin Fairleaf Thrasir. excuse me. I'm not going to read the contents of the article, but some good of the deals here are, for Fairy Fencer F, you can now get it for $40. And the same goes for Odin Sphere. And you can get Resident Evil 7 for $37.99. And you can get Mass Effect Andromeda Deluxe at $64.99. And just the game for Origin, you can get it for $45.59. And Sega Mega Drive and Genesis Classics, you can get, well, it sounds like you can get the entire thing for $13.94. It's actually normally $61.99. Hmm. The thing is, the entire packs are on various sales almost all the time. So they're giving us the price it was if you had bought all of them. When they first launched.
I see. Worth it? Is it worth it at that price to get it on Steam?
Yeah, $13 for like games that if you're doing LPs, it might be easier for you to do it that way, since you could probably get like a program to record the screen capture.
Interesting. Yeah, no, that'd be definitely a good reason to do that for sure. MXT wants to know if...
you can also check out all those weird ROM hacks legally that way.
Yeah. MXT wants to know if I want to go see the new Power Rangers movie. No, but it's getting better reviews than even I thought it would get. So
there's some other deals on here, like Dead Rising 4 and Tokiden 2 on Steam for $47.45.
Yeah. Go shower strangers.
So near Automata,
shower strangers.
Oh, God. Don't you ever sing again, Mug, ever. That's
you can get Neptunia V2 for $15.19, which is not bad.
Yeah. Yep, Neptunia. Anything else on that?
Dark Souls 3, The Ring City. Too bad it's not Dark Souls 3 proper. This is just DLC, but that's $12.72.
Here's something. You know, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and by extension, Kid Molesting Shower Strangers, also works with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme.
What? I got to hear about this.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. It's the exact same cadence as my
brother. Oh, my goodness. That's genius. That's awesome, man. All right. No more homie discounts, right? There's a whole list of them.
I don't know if this is old, but it says Xseed sale on PSN.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's also
a flash sale going on.
Yeah, their PSP stuff, their East releases on PSP, and Corpse Party games are half off.
So. Yeah, check out those Xseed ones for sure. Keep the genre alive.
Do you have your PS4 back yet, Frank?
No, I don't. I've been playing PS4, but remotely. But all right. So, on to any Twitter questions, Breakman.
Not that I see.
Nothing. Not even anything from our good friend Freak5 Chaos, who's not in chat this week. Son of a bitch. He's been getting lazy. We're gonna have to have him on the show just to see why he's been so lazy these past couple weeks. Not getting us a tweet, whatever you call it, shit. Tweet. All right, no item of the week this week. What have you guys been playing?
Actually, I have something.
Oh, you do? You have an item of the week. Go for it.
Apparently, I got a spider bite on my lower chin. Oh, God. And my
your upper chin?
Oh, yeah, I guess. Not the upper cleft part, but
Oh, I see.
Anyways, and that swelled up, so it actually caused my jaw to hurt for a couple days. Oh. And it's only now it's just starting to
dissipate. Spider bites suck.
Yeah. Are you?
I can only assume it was a spider bite because I've seen spiders in here a couple days ago.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, if it swelled up and got sore and tender and everything for a few days, it's most likely a spider bite.
Yeah. Yeah, spider bites do suck. Some people are more allergic than others when it comes to spiders. Like, you know, some people will get...
Is it the bite or is it the poison?
Yeah, the different types of poison as well. Yeah. But spiders get a bad rap, man. I like spiders quite a bit. I don't know. They just are interesting little bugs. Anything else?
Not that I can think of.
All right. What have you been playing? We'll start with Breakman. Breakman, did we lose Breakman?
Yeah. Sorry, I hit the mute button. My bad. that dog was barking. You didn't want to hear that.
No.
So let me see. I've been playing the same old Halo Wars 2. Just I only said it because Freak wanted to hear me say it. He wants to hear me say it every week. Apparently, that's what he said before.
Yeah.
Halo. More Halo. Freak, I've been playing Halo. let me see here. So Record Keeper, they're celebrating their second anniversary, so they're giving us free stuff. Like, here's some more free stuff for you.
That's cool.
Yay.
Yeah.
It's always been free in the first place, but yay. Yeah. And I have played a new game because now on the Android, as of a couple days ago, Super Mario Run is available.
Yeah.
Super Mario Run. Super Mario Run, you can play through the first world without spending any money. Mm-hmm. But to get to the second world, you have to spend $10. Which unlocks everything else. So basically, it's a demo.
A demo for free.
But they didn't say that. It doesn't say anywhere that it's a demo. It says this is the game.
Oh, so you're just getting a demo of the game. Yeah.
You get the first world, and then you can do this rally race, which is basically a toad race, which is you play against somebody else's record and you try and beat them, just run through a stage.
So what do you get for $10 on the rest of it? Just more of the same, or do you get?
Well, you get the rest of the levels. You only get like the first world, which is
basically like you get worlds 1 through 4 on Super Mario Brothers, and you get the worlds 2 through 8 on once you pay for it.
Is it worth it?
I've been having fun with the game, but I don't know, $10 is like a steep price suddenly for like a demo. I don't know. I don't see any other options for buying like a level. Like, here, spend $1 and get this level.
No, I know. Shit.
I mean, I'm fine with the $10 thing, but with them charging $10 for it, but don't sell it like it's free.
Yeah. Make sure you
don't offer me a game like it's free, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, as far as how the game is played is basically just Mario runs. He starts running, from left to right. All you really do is control his jump.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. You hit the screen to get him to jump. You can,
So it's like a different version of a lot of those one-touch games. You know what I'm talking about? Like the ones where you turn or... or
shit like but that. this is in a Mario setting, and you know it's a well done version of a Endless Runner game.
Yeah,
which is basically what it is. But I shouldn't say Endless Runner. It does end, like there are levels and such.
Yeah,
there's a flag post.
Yeah.
I don't know, that goddamn flag post. Like, hey, look, everybody liked this in the original, so let's keep bringing it back. Like, okay, I like the days when you thought of new stuff.
Yeah, yeah, they could have did something different there, right? Even change, maybe change.
Yeah, the setting is basically new Super Mario Brothers type graphics, but it's it's the same old kind of thing for the most part.
Yeah.
There is like a mini like level building element to it too. It's just here it unlocks as you go through the levels. It'll let you add more like flowers and buildings for mini games.
Yeah. It's meh.
Which is that thing is like, okay, this is all I'm doing here. This is dumb. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, and they gave me a cannon that shoots a firework. Yeah. So it, you press a button and it shoots a firework. That's it.
Ooh, man, that sounds like a winner.
But the gameplay is fun. Okay. It's not groundbreaking or anything like that. If you're looking for something new for Mario, you're gonna be really disappointed.
Yeah.
But if you're just looking kind of like for a fun Mario game, I think it's good.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to spend $10 though.
Yeah, I mean, core Mario games, people aren't really playing for innovation. They're playing for, iteration on the same,
gameplay. You want something, like, different from the gameplay, as opposed to here's the flagpole again, Or here you're stomping on Goombas again.
Yeah. Kazan, to get back to Kazan in chat, we have a little bit of a delay, but Witcher 3 Complete Edition for PS4, $28. Also, Bravely Second deal on eBay. But he hasn't checked to see if it's sold out. So by the time you get this, which will probably be later tonight, maybe that one will be gone. But there you go. MXT says, I ain't spending no money. And then he's talking a bunch of nonsense. And Freak Pipe says, Kazan. Kazan's from the old All Games chat. Dungeon Buster, he's a boss monster on level 10. I don't even know what that... oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a boss monster on level 10.
Wait, is that what Kazan's name originates from?
That's Dungeon Buster's reference. Boss monster on level 10. That's chat.
Yeah, well, what game was that?
I have no idea. Eric, what have you been playing? And I haven't forgot you, Mug.
I just finished Breath of the Wild a couple days ago, and I'll have a review of that in the future. I don't feel like doing one on the show here. It's going to be written because it's going to be lengthy because I have a lot to say about it.
Okay.
Although I can tell you that it is going to be a positive review.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the one thing I'm seeing about that game is that's kind of throwing me off is I fucking hate this, degrading, weapons, especially like in all the gameplay footage that I've seen. It's like, oh yeah, you've got yourself a weapon. You hit something four times and guess what? If this thing breaks on the fifth, on the fifth hit, like that shit irritates the piss out of me. And the other thing was that the, apparently the four dungeons, like there are only four dungeons and they're all really short. I was like, that's kind of disappointing.
Well, the world's so big, they figured that why make the dungeons even longer than they need to be?
Yeah, I'm not sure that's a decent justification though, because I mean the dungeons were really where like
and there's most of your time will be spent going to the shrines anyways, and they kind of make up the content of what would have been in the dungeons.
Yeah. All right, Mug, what have you been playing, man?
I've not been playing much. I finally got all the Riddler trophies and everything in Arkham Knight, so I got the true ending to that game, but that's the last game I've played.
I wasn't finished yet.
Oh, I'm sorry, Eric. I'll get back to you, Eric. My apologies. Mug.
No, that's it. Just Arkham Knight. I finished that off.
Awesome. Are you going to have a review for that later, or did you already give it your review?
Can't remember. Well, I haven't really given it a review. I mean, I can kind of, you know, give it a quick rundown.
Okay. All right.
But,
Well,
do you want me to do that now or
yeah,
just, you know?
Why not? Go ahead.
All right. Sure. Well, I mean, overall, it's been a while since I played, you know, I played the core game when it first came out. I borrowed it from a friend. One thing that pissed me off was that I bought, it's like, all right, what the hell? I'll buy the game. And I bought the season pass. I wound up spending about $50. Mm-hmm. And like 5 days later, there was that fucking sale where you could get the entire digital edition with like all the DLC and everything for $18.
I was
like,
oh my
motherfuckers.
Goodness. Yeah.
That pissed me off. Yeah. But I mean, it's like, that's just the way it goes.
How can we guard against that, man? You just wait till a sale comes out. Like how do we, you know, decipher like what's going to go down when, like we don't know.
Just wait a couple weeks.
You know, just wait a couple weeks, I guess.
Yeah. But I mean, that's like, this game has been around since like late 2015. So, and this is like the first time that any of it went on sale. So it's like, okay.
Wait, what game was this?
Arkham Knight.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway.
I could have sworn I saw sales before then, though.
Nothing like that. Because it was like the Season Pass and the Gotham's Most Wanted expansion, which came out after the Season Pass stuff was complete, which is just an extra $10. But anyway, like, you know, overall, it's, you know, for someone, it worked better for me because I haven't kept up with Batman chronology since the mid-90s. So I, you know, when like everyone's like, who's the Arkham Knight? And, you know, some people were like, I know exactly who the Arkham Knight is the moment he made it, you know, the moment he made his first appearance. I'm like, I have no idea. So it was, you know, it was a nice little surprise for me. I mean, if you're really familiar with Batman, it probably wouldn't surprise anybody. But, you know, I thought that it, I enjoyed the game on the whole. There, you know, the Batmobile is definitely the weakest link of the game. It's not, you know, it's not, mm-hmm. you know, it doesn't destroy the game. But it is, you know, like the extended tank battles. There's the Cobra tank battles that happen in the latter half of the game, and those get tedious. But
there's also the issue of the extra content, like saving Catwoman. Like you think it would be important, but no, you could just go through the whole game without saving her at all.
Yeah. I mean, unless you want to get, you know, unless you want to get the real ending, and you know, and then,
which is
then
not worth it.
It's interesting. I mean, it's actually, you know, as a finish to Rocksteady's trilogy, the real ending is enjoyable, but you can get just as much satisfaction out of it if you just watch it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like unless you really just want to, you know, to get those trophies for, you know.
And that's the problem with most open world games that I think Zelda fixes. Everything you do in that game has purpose, and you're never obligated to do any of it.
Huh. That's interesting. That's a good thing.
But I mean, overall, I really enjoy
people like me who feel the need to have to do everything, and if we don't, we're very frustrated.
Yeah.
And then we cry about it.
Yeah. But you cry regularly anyway, so.
Yeah.
But I mean, as far as Arkham Knight goes, I mean, I liked the core story. I mean, some people griped about, you know, certain things, you know, that were done with it, but I thought the way that the things were handled was surprisingly clever. And overall, I mean, I really enjoyed the story. The actual gameplay of it, like the enhancements to combat, things like the multi-takedown, like the fear multi-takedowns and things like that that they brought up. It's like I thought that was a neat mechanic that they introduced. And they added in some new wrinkles to the combat. You know, like enemies would have certain abilities that, you know, would, you know, further complicate things. And actually, like, the, you know, combat could get really difficult when they would throw, like, multiple enemies with, you know, multiple buffs on them, essentially, like, you know, the ones with like the stun sticks. You can't attack them from the front. You had to flip over them and, you know, hit them.
I had a bigger problem with that in Origins.
Yeah, actually, Origins I didn't have any problem with because, well, at least once you got the shot gloves, you could just bulldoze your way through anything.
And I complained about that in my review because it was basically a way to fix the game that was already broken.
Yeah,
but they didn't properly fix the game, so they put it in a way out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I thought that they balanced everything, you know, pretty well. It made the Arkham Knight is not a good game. It's not a good game for you to start playing Arkham games with. Aside from being, you know, storyline wise, it is like the third game in the series. I mean, Origins is not really considered part of it, although it does make certain callbacks to it. Like, you know, the whole thing about the shot gloves are in the evidence locker at GCPD and that kind of thing. But by and large, it really just leans on Asylum and City. But it's the gameplay will give you more of a challenge than the previous two games did. Yeah. But overall, though, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was, the Batmobile kind of drags it down. But, in the long run, I can't say that I didn't enjoy going back and getting all the trophies once I decided to finally set my mind to it and just do it.
Yeah, the trophies are fun for the most part. But I could see where the Batmobile stuff would be just not fun to do at all, because I didn't find that to be really fun to begin with in that game.
Yeah. I mean, like the races and stuff, were a little obnoxious. I took several tries to get through them and everything, and they got frustrating at times, but those were, those don't make up enough of the game to really be that irksome.
Yeah.
But it's not without its issues, but it's still a good game. It's still well worth playing if you're into the Batman games at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry guys, I got a phone ringing. Let's move on to Stinkos. Breakman, you're Stinko.
Okay, I'm gonna say my Stinko goes to a couple of them. My friend is still in the hospital, but my sweeto is gonna be about that. I'll get to that in a little bit. But my other Stinko goes to Adam, career criminal Jones and the Cincinnati Bengals, and more to them than him, because the fact that he is still a Cincinnati Bengal is pissing me off.
Yeah,
what's your beef against him?
Yeah, I call him career criminal because he's been arrested seven times in the last 14 years.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I think we've talked about
and
this.
Every time the Bengals continue to employ him, they continue to back him and support him. Yet, every time he does it, he comes off saying he's a changed man. This is something that'll never happen again. And then when it happens again, he always says, just wait until the video comes out. I'm innocent. And there have been two videos released, and one of them is him fighting police, and the other is telling the police they hope he hopes they die. So, yeah. That's of his latest caper.
What were they?
Which apparently started with him attacking a security guard or something.
Okay, and so he attacked. He attacked a security guard first, like physically hit a security guard. Yeah, that's, you're out of hand.
And then he spit chewing tobacco on a nurse. It was trying to
gross.
They had to restrain him and stuff. Yeah, which can be considered a felony. Because you can get sick from somebody's bodily fluids.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, like spitting on someone is assault. I mean, that's
So he did that, and he got away with it basically because they're not going to prosecute him for it. So there's been a lot of accusations about the city, prosecutor and such, being showing favoritism to him.
Yeah.
And when they try to defend their actions, they talk about him like this is a first time offense. Like he's never done anything before. If this was a first time offense, I believe in second chances.
I'd
be willing to give him a second chance, not eight chances. You need to be taken away for a while and sat down or something. You need to maybe go to jail or rehab or something. Supposedly he's going to rehab and then he's going to get out of look, I'm a better person now.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. I've learned my lesson.
Yeah. Just like every celebrity, and then, a year later they're hooked on crack again or whatever.
Yeah. There's tons of that type of stuff. I'm with you, Brake. That shit sucks. Assault is assault any which way you
want. Yeah. And he's just, it's an embarrassment to, I think it's an embarrassment to the city when you have a team that uses the name of the city for its name. They're representing us, and that's how they represent us.
How would you feel
on a national, actually on an international scale?
So if
people think about Cincinnati on an international scale, they might think about Adam Jones. Oh, that's the kind of city Cincinnati is.
Cincinnati is, yeah.
To be fair, I don't think any other, you know, it's American football. No one outside America gives a shit.
Yeah. Well, they've been heavily marketing it to Europe lately.
Yeah.
The last few years.
Yeah.
They've been adding a game in London there's like two games in London every year now.
These things do matter as people. You know what I mean? Like that type of shit.
Where's the integrity? Where is the responsibility?
Yeah. Yeah.
And where is what's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I know what Gumption. You're talking about. Yeah. For sure. Anything
make
else?
Make NFL great again.
Make the NFL great again. That I nominate you guys are gonna make me the Pope. I think Breakman should be like the head of the NFL. That's what should happen. Mm-hmm. As soon as I'm elected Pope of the United States, I'm going to appoint Breakman as the commissioner of the NFL. So there you go. You have a position in my cabinet, Breakman, if you want it.
Okay, I'm down.
He said he's down.
The first thing I would do is I would make everyone coming in like sign forms, and I would make sure their health care is going to be completely covered for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
But I would make them sign and know that like you go into a sport, you know that this could have long term damage on on your body, and maybe on your mental state and such like that.
Right, Dungeon Buster says integrity, responsibility in the NFL. I think that's only in video games.
No, that's not like the word I was looking for. Where's the a punishment for somebody like that? It's not really what I'm looking for, though.
Yeah. Freak 5 said there's something missing from the show tonight. And you're not going to get it, Freak Man. Not tonight, sir. Not tonight. One of my duties as Pope Breakman is to appoint you to be the person that decides what Eric is going to be in the cabinet. And then Eric's going to do that to Mug, like decide. And then Mug can veto one or more.
I think I know what Eric wants to be in charge of.
Okay, what
religion.
Is it?
Religion.
All right, so Eric is the new leader of the evangelical party. And now, Eric, what do you think Mug would do?
Probably something related to the health.
Yeah.
FDA, health. Head of FDA, I guess.
I'd make Mug the head of the NASA, NASA, so that way he could find a way to leave the planet and
get us all off the planet.
Yeah, just get us all off the planet. And
can I be in charge of basketball and baseball too? Because I've got some ideas to fix those.
Basketball also. And baseball, yeah, for sure, man. Yeah, you get all three. Why not?
Hockey. Throw hockey in there.
Oh no! Because then you would just get rid of hockey, man. And I like
no,
hockey.
I would not. I have no problems with hockey.
Like, hockey's the only sport that's fun to watch.
If I would have said soccer, then I would have just got rid of soccer.
I like watching
it, but I didn't take. I didn't take it.
Now that would cause an international incident.
I know, that would like your candidacy would be over before it began, kind of thing. That's why I'm not going to touch soccer because I don't want the wrath.
You don't want to make anybody mad, man. Soccer's everywhere. Every country. Those fans are crazy, man, fighting in the
stands. Oh, yeah. I heard there was a politician, I think in London or somewhere in England, who wants to make it a sport, the people that go and fight before and after games.
What?
He wants to try and make that some sort of sport.
Oh, you got to be kidding me, man.
I read those. I read some websites that like to show like the wackiest shit that politicians across the country propose type stuff.
Yeah, let's just get everybody together and have a bunch of brawling outside the stadium before you go watch a soccer game. That's awesome, man. That's progressive thinking right there. That's not going back to the the Roman days. If MXT was in here, he would have a field day with that, man.
I have a stinko that I want to talk about last week.
Okay, go for it, Eric.
About how James Cotton, blues harmonica veteran, dead at 81.
Oh, so, well, that really sucks.
Shit. That actually reminds me. Chuck Berry died this week,
too. Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, that's
and
a big
Berry,
one.
Rock and roll legend.
And the drummer from Boston.
Basically, the guy. Yeah, the drummer from Boston as well, man. Chuck Berry, man.
This guy was also in Austin. He died at the medical center in Austin of pneumonia.
Oh, God. Why do we still have deaths of pneumonia? Like, what is the reason? Like, what is the reason?
Because pneumonia, when it hits as a complication from infection and other diseases, it tends to hit. Like, I think it's pneumococcal pneumonia. It's extremely fast acting, and it can cause your health to spiral out of control very quickly.
And then the older you get, the harder it is to fight off that shit. Yeah.
And I was going to say the diseases are getting more resistant to the drugs that we've been making.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of fear in the next several years. There might be a superbug that's just too resistant to anything.
Yeah. Yeah. That would suck.
General purpose advice, everybody up. Don't use antibacterial soaps.
Yeah.
They don't help. They only contribute to superbugs.
Yeah. Don't use those. There's been plenty of evidence on that.
Bar soap.
Yep, bar soap.
Just regular soap. It'll do absolutely everything you need it to.
Yeah. Bars of soap for sure. All right. Golly, this is one hell of a show, guys. one bummer after another. It reminds me of scary news article. I don't know if I told you guys this last week, but I was thinking conspiracy theorist style about nanobugs, like literal nano robot bugs,
nano machines.
Yeah, nano machines that could wipe out the human race. And I'm like, oh,
well,
man.
Your soul had ruined us all.
Yeah. So we're
nano machines, son.
We're all doomed. We're all doomed, according to that article. We're all going to be the terrorists are going to get that information within the next 3 years, and we're all going to be wiped out.
Also, sex bots will literally kill you.
Yeah, and sex bots are going to kill you too.
Because they won't stop fucking, and you're probably tired, and
they'll
malfunction, and you won't be able to shut them off.
Exactly. Let's see. Breakman did his mug. Your stinko.
My stinko is eBay buyers who bid items up and then don't fucking pay for them.
Oh, my goodness. Why?
I have a copy of – I have a U.S. copy of Dungeon Explorer 2 for the TurboGrafx CD, Turbo Duo, which is extremely fucking rare. And so auction was going well, and it closed out at about $212 and change.
Yeah.
And then I get this message saying, can you please cancel this? I'm not going to be able to buy it. It's like, no, I'm doing the unpaid item thing. So you get this negative strike on your account. Because if I cancel it, then you just get to go, because you can't leave negative feedback on eBay anymore. Your only option. Yeah, they took that away some time ago. The only option is to let it go through as the unpaid item assistance. Like, and then it's like after 2 days, then you can request a value fee credit so that eBay doesn't charge you for the value of whatever it was that sold. So
eBay value credit. What does that mean? You can bid on eBay?
when you sell something on eBay.
Yeah.
The way that eBay makes money is they charge you a small percentage of the
right of whatever
they charge, a percentage of what you sell. It's like and if they and if the buyer doesn't pay, then you do the unpaid item assistant and you get refunded that that fee.
Okay, and they send it back to you in check form if you want or whatever.
Yeah, right? It's like generally like I do everything through PayPal. So.
Oh well, yeah, credit your PayPal account. I don't blame you. I mean, if that's the only choice that you got, man. I mean,
I did sell. I dug out some old Super Nintendo games and I sold a copy of Mega Man 7 for Super Nintendo.
Give it to me.
How much did you sell it for?
It sold for about $220.
Oh, never mind.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not giving that. I know that that game's really fucking rare, and I'm not giving that shit to anybody.
Yeah. No, I was going to offer you, like, money. Like, I wasn't going to offer you $200.
Yeah, he was going to offer you, like
well,
$5.
Well, like $50, $70.
Yeah, I was thinking more than
Mega Man 7 is actually much rarer than I thought it was. Also sold Mega Man X2, which I thought was... Yeah, which I thought was rarer than it was, and it went for about 83.
I saw your thing on it. I retweeted it.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah. You sold those, man.
The only cartridge Mega Man for the SNES that I bought was Mega Man 10. It was like something me and my brother decided to get. And I think it was like 15 to 20 bucks at KB Toys once. And it had been out Mega for Man. A couple of years, but they were doing
Mega Man. Mega Man 10 didn't have a cartridge. It was a digital game.
Or not 10, X, sorry.
Get your game straight, Eric.
Yeah, the I have a copy of Mega Man X3 somewhere.
Oh, really? Man. Breakman just about had a heart attack. That's it.
I think I peed myself.
Yeah. If I can find that, I'm selling it too.
Yeah. And
back in the golden age of gaming.
Save your pennies.
Like X is the only one I ever bought, and the other two I played by renting them.
Yeah, me too.
Let's all. How much do you think that game would go for? Let's all pitch in and give Mug some money so that he could get that game too. Like, what are we talking? Is it like super rare?
What, like, X3?
Yeah.
It goes for an average of $200 to $250 on eBay.
Never mind. On to the next.
I don't even think I bought X4 through 6. And I did remember buying 6 and regretting it.
Yeah. But, I lost my copy of X4.
I have the X collection on PS2, though.
Just to reiterate, Mug, how much did you say that was probably in the realm of?
It's averaging $200 to $250.
So is anybody playing that March Madness bracket shit thing that's going on? You know, that big basketball tournament that's going
Is
on
Is that
right
your stinko?
No. I'm just kidding, man. No, that's I hope
okay.
You
here,
do
here you go.
One.
Mega Man X3, complete in box, used, tested, rare, and yeah, he's at like all the stuff that came with it, and it's box is in good shape, and the it's being sold for $575 or best offer.
But what all came with it? Did it have like extra stuff in it or something?
It's got like the it has like a Capcom promotional thing, the instruction manual, a little a little like. Information like fan club type card thing that you would send in, and a little Super Nintendo information thing. That's the of course the cart and the little plastic sleeve and the box.
Yeah, Dungeon Bus.
Yeah, the box only for Mega Man X3, $250.
Box only,
just for the box.
Just for the box, because people want. Yeah, because if someone
cardboard is
game,
not worth that much.
if someone's got the game, and like they've got the cart, and they want to, you know, and they're trying to get a complete version of it. Yeah, because I had what sucks is I had a copy of Mega Man 6.
Yeah,
is that more than the game though?
Well, no, not really. It really depends. It's because again, it's $250 or best offer. But I had a copy of Mega Man 6 which I bought like complete in box. I'd forgotten that I bought it complete in box. So I sold the cart by itself. And then, you know, when I was going through shit later, I found the cart and I found that the box in the manual. So I sold those separately. So like, you know, I could have gotten probably about $80 or $90 if I'd sold it, you know, collectively, mm-hmm. but together, like between the two of them, I was able to get about 60.
Yeah.
Like, that's not terrible. Yeah.
You got some money, man. That's what's important, man. That's really cool. Happy that you you definitely got that that money for yourself.
Mega Man X3 Super. This is Super Nintendo sealed, never opened.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, although I have to say, looking at the pictures, it does look like it's like factory fresh.
Yeah,
probably got it resealed just because I know they can get a lot more money.
Yeah,
but I mean, I'm not looking at the box itself, I'm not seeing any sign of any kind of wear and tear.
Maybe I'm wrong.
The price they're asking is insane. It's like it's $6,999.99 or best offer.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says complete box of any popular retro game with all the docs usually gets a huge price. Freak 5 says, this is your song, Breakman, when you made that sound, when you were, like, almost orgasmic. This is your
theme. Well, you see why I was?
Yep, here you go.
Lock eyes from across the room, down my drink while the rhythms boom. Take your hand and skip the names, no need here for the silly games. Make our way through the smoking crowd, the club is the sky and I'm on your cloud. Moving
sing it, break, man.
The laces fly, our bodies touch and the angels cry. Leave this place, go back to yours, our lips
must
touch outside your doors. The whole night what we've got in store,
whisper in my ear that
you... Jizz in my pants. Lonely Island. You guys suck.
Want some more and I... Jizz in my pants. This really never happens. You can take my word.
Shows what you guys know, man.
Yeah, I knew the song. I recognized it immediately. I was like, oh.
I've never heard that.
It's a good one. Just like, what is it? Cake on the Ground. It's a good one, too, from those guys. And then what else we got here? Collectors with too much money will open their wallets. And then we get the sealed versions, which are with the original shrink wrap. But that game grading shit is where I draw the line. Yeah, so dumb.
Yeah, have you seen that stuff? Like the VGA is this place where you can send a complete game, and they will essentially they put it in this special custom like clamshell case that's designed to never be opened again. And then it basically people will use that and do a search on eBay for whatever rare game you're looking for and add VGA. Uh-huh. And you'll see it's like it inflates the price by like 2 to 5 times what it should be.
Yeah.
So they just put it in plastic?
Yeah.
They certify it in whatever way that they do. And as they put it in this case that you would have to take a hammer to would have to crush the corner, to be able to open it because it's not designed to ever be open.
Yeah. That's...
So what's their certification process? Do they look at it and say, hey, yep, that's it?
I have no idea.
Yep, that's it. You got it. Good job there. They did the same thing with cards, like sports cards.
Okay, yeah. Here, for example, Mega Man 7 for Super Nintendo. It's a factory sealed Super Nintendo SNES brand new VGA, $3,500.
Yeah, yeah, that's way too much money. Way. But damn, I guess you got the money. You're in the, 1%? If you're in the 1%, you're in good shape. Everybody else, fuck you.
I didn't know VGA was the name of a company.
Yeah, so does that company buy games off of people to do that? I'm guessing
it's like a service that they provide.
Oh, yeah. So you send them your games.
Yeah, and they evaluate it and they grade it and they box it up and they tell you what it's valued at.
And then they charge you $3,500 to get your game back?
Well, no, they charge you a fee for the service, but you get the game back and then you can say it's VGA graded, so it's
Oh, my bad. I misunderstood what was going on.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like comic books.
A Turbo Duo US Falcom East Book 1 and 2, new, factory sealed, and it's VGA graded, and it's in the box, $3,999.
I bet you VGA is behind the other gradings, too, like of, because Freak 5 came up with a good point. He can understand it for baseball cards or...
Yeah, because those can degrade easily or something bad can happen to that.
Yeah, I can see. But and comic books, not so much because you want to read the comic book. And video games, you want to fucking play the game, don't you want to play?
Well, yeah, I mean, a friend of mine bought he bought a game from that was graded and he found a decent price for it and he was like fuck that I'm opening the damn thing up. It's like I've got vice grips and the shit all ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking at some of the shit they've got on here. Final Fantasy 1 and 2 Dawn of Souls for Game Boy Advance, $349.
I've got that up here somewhere.
Got those damn games. Come on, that's come on.
Oh, I found a new deal. Breaking.
Yeah.
You can get Nioh and the Season Pass on sale for $56 on PSN.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It gets into that area if you're looking for money. It's the only way we can really look out for each other, and if you can afford it, afford it. If not, then,
I've sold a lot of shit, and that's like the that's been my income for the past couple months that I've been stuff that I'm saving up for for the move.
Yeah. No, I hear you, man. That's all you can do, man. For sure. For sure. Geez, man. We got some. We should just move on to Sweetos, guys. My Stinko sucks. I don't even want to talk about it.
Wait, no. This has been the horrific episode. We need to keep going.
All right, let's keep going. My bracket sucks, and I don't think I can win any money now. So that sucks. That's depressing. Depressing as fuck, man.
That tournament's a guessing game.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, that's how I have to look at it.
Even for people who watch every game, they can't even get it right, you know?
No,
the only people who ever get it right are the people who just guess.
Yeah, and yeah.
I have a problem doing that because I'm like, okay, I know this team. I've seen this team play.
I have it happen.
Let me see. They're good on offense. They should be able to handle this defense.
Yep. Yep,
and then this team wasn't seeded as high, and they're not as good.
And any team can beat any team in a one-on-one format. Like it's so close in college basketball. That's what's so great about college basketball. It's so close. The competition levels that you're just like, this is awesome to watch, it's just a crapshoot. You're right, man. Like you can say a certain team wins and certain magazines have probably a better percentage of getting it than you because they have way more info. That's how betting works. Kind of, they try to tip, things one way or the other through injury reports and stuff like that.
Well, injury reports, I mean, that makes you think of Xavier. Like, they lost their best player earlier in the season, went on like a 6-game losing streak, and they've lost a lot of games since he left. They're now have a chance for the Elite Eight.
Yep. And
I think that game tonight, maybe?
No.
God.
What?
Okay, sorry. I don't mean to interrupt, but I just saw God of War 3 PS3 greatest hits VGA graded $112.50.
You're kidding?
No,
not kidding.
You gotta be kidding me.
I'm not. I mean, honestly, it's like if you wanted to do this shit, it's like this is something where like if you had the money, you buy buy whatever game is out there. And or if it's a game you actually want, buy two copies, keep one sealed, send it off to VGA, and just get it boxed up so then keep for a few years, and then you can try and sell it off for an exorbitant amount of money.
Oh my god!
Or if you want to do that, it's like with every Atlas game that ever comes out.
Yeah, because Atlas games are insanely expensive. I have a few of those too. God, man, that's. Do people actually buy them though? Like actually,
they must. I mean, otherwise people wouldn't keep doing this shit. Like I'm just looking at some of the stuff, and
have you ever seen one sold?
Soul Calibur 3 VGA graded is $139. God, Rambo 3 for Sega Genesis $299. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Mm-hmm. Not even a good game.
No,
I didn't know there was a Rambo 2.
Game.
Fuck.
Rambo 2 is Second Blood. First Blood Part 2, sorry.
Yeah, it's like there's Ram, there was First Blood and there's Rambo First Blood Part 2, then there's Rambo 3.
Yeah. Yeah. Freak Fry's bringing up I like the latest Rambo, whatever the new updated
John
version
Rambo?
Of it. Yeah. No, I think it was John Rambo. That
I thought we were talking about games. I didn't know we were talking about the movies.
No, we
is they that, are going to be later, so let's move on.
Yeah, we should. It's 8:30.
Yep, let's move on, guys.
We got to see our free-for-alls at this point.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah. We're going to talk about something that happened today. And we'll start with Mug for your Sweeto.
Yeah, there was a standstill, and the Congress basically backed off the voting on the repeal of the ACA. So it's like Trump is throwing a massive temper tantrum about it, and it is delicious to watch.
Yeah.
And so for the time being, 24 million Americans still have health care.
Yeah. Do you think he's really going to show up to the states that these guys and get them out of those chairs like he said?
No.
That's the thing that I'm like, no.
I, And I'd almost applaud him for him if he did, though.
Yeah, he's not doing.
If you're not going to do your job, then I'm going to get rid of you.
Yeah, but the thing is, the president doesn't have the power to just, you know, excise people from, you know, from Congress.
Yeah, no, he yeah, but
like that's that, that whole separation of powers thing that he doesn't get.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
no, it works the way it's working the way that it should right now, which is good because that law really was reprehensible. It just was awful. I can't imagine what's the latest estimates? 26 million people that would be uninsured, and if they don't
get a lot of people that would die as a result.
Yeah, I think it was up to 28 or something like that.
Yeah, and I think it was 30,000 people a year would die. I think that's what they really want at this point. You know, they just want everybody to die, and just them left. I mean, that's all I can think about. I mean, what do you guys think? Like, I just think that bill was just not well thought out at all. They had
no. Well, it wasn't, and I mean, there's no two ways about that.
Yeah, and now everybody's going to blame who? Ryan for this? Like, not that I have any sympathy for Ryan, but you know, Trump putting his weight and thinking he could bully people around, and you know, that's good. Yeah, Dungeon Buster said it right too. Presidents can't get rid of representatives or governors. It's called balance of power. That's exactly right. Freak 5 says, did something happen today? Did Frank finally get his first pube? You're a son of a bitch. I have no idea what that is in reference to. But all right. Anything else on that, Mug?
No, that was it. I just thought that in and of itself was worth celebrating.
Yeah, I think it's worth celebrating as well. You know, maybe they can add to the ACA instead of trying to take the whole thing away, you know, which is the way that it should have been. Break, any sweetos?
Okay, so last week I was talking about my friend who we just got really terrible news from. He's in the hospital. Today, or I should say yesterday, we got a different doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say we. It wasn't me. I had nothing to do with it. But you know, he got a different doctor who decided he wanted to take Jason off of the sedatives.
Mm-hmm.
And today, and off the ventilator. I know. I talked to her and ventilation. And today he's able to talk again. He just started that after he's been in there for a couple weeks. You know. He's able to respond to people after he's been in a medically induced coma, and his vital signs are looking better. So we're wondering if having him medically sedated might have done something to his liver.
Is that why they did that in the first place, so that he could heal and regenerate or whatever?
Because originally what happened is he started throwing up blood, and he got wraps around his esophagus or up intestine, I think.
Uh-huh.
Oh, bands, I'm sorry. And then he's got some bands on his stomach too.
Hmm.
And just a couple days ago they found more bleeding. So they sedated him because they didn't want him – so the doctor said, when I'm trying to pull out his stuff, the, you know, the ventilation and all the tubes and shit.
Well, that's definitely got to feel a lot better than have a tube jammed down your throat for sure.
It's been basically the doctors work on this 2-week rotation, 2 weeks they work and then they're off 1 week. Well, that doctor who put him on the ventilation and sedated, her week was over with, and now this other guy came in just yesterday, and so far he's doing a lot better, and we're gonna go see him later after this.
That's really
this is all happening really today that he's actually starting to be able to talk again.
And we're pulling for everybody over there.
Sounds like an improvement.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope this is the path that leads to him just getting up and around and beating this whole thing, man. That really sucks. Send him our love, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And she, you know, she was just wanting me to mention that her dad was also in the hospital for pancreatitis, and he got out in a few days, so that's good.
Yeah, sure.
Nice.
Gosh, that's really good news, Rick, man.
Yeah, I mean, his liver's still not great, but he said, because I was talking to his girlfriend today, who was talking to a doctor, and she said that it looks like it's mildly improving, and his vitals are looking better.
Let's hope a combination of everything they're doing and everybody else is doing medically
will. So I'm starting to think more and more like the stuff that they put him on was hurting his liver, and have him sedated.
Yeah, maybe maybe he was just allergic or whatever, you know.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just making like bold assumptions.
Yeah.
So
no,
let's move on.
No, that's good, man. I'm super happy. Eric, do you have anything?
Any sweetos? Not really.
Yeah. Sweetos.
Well, I did get to see Beauty and the Beast with my mom, though, so that was kind of cool. And Power Rangers, which we'll talk about in a bit.
Well, let's talk about both right now. MXT, I wish he was in chat. We're actually going to talk a little bit about
what about Power Rangers. Your guys' sweetos?
I didn't have much of a sweeto this week. Mug, did you did yours? Breakman, you just did yours, and Eric, you were up. So
okay. Disney's Beauty and the Beast, the live action adaptation of the 1991 classic Disney animated film. I did like the movie, but it's still not at a place where I'd call it better or something I'd watch more often than I did the original, because I wasn't a gigantic fan of the original. I don't find the original story terribly interesting. I'm much more of a fan of movies like Little Mermaid and Aladdin.
Yeah.
You don't like movies that involve women being kidnapped by horrible monsters and then being forced to fall in love with them? Well, yeah. I shouldn't say forced, though.
I mean, this is the biggest fucked up nature about this whole story, after all.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it does lend to that, for sure, huh?
Like, when you really kidnaps her, holds her against her will.
Yeah.
Now, what's weird is that they actually make Gaston less of such an obvious misogynist, but they made him more sexual predatory.
Yeah, I did notice that too. Good points, guys. Good points, for sure.
And I really didn't care for the design of Miss Potts and Chip. They just look wrong somehow.
Yeah.
I did like Lumiere's design and everybody else's design, even though it looked creepy because it's CG and not cartoon.
Yeah. I thought they did a decent job, but that's what people were complaining about most was Chip's cup, how it just looked weird and out of place or something. Go ahead, Breakman.
And what was he going to say? Something, Break?
Break, I think. No. Break. Yep. Go ahead, Eric.
Anyways, I did like the fact that they gave a little bit more backstory to the Beast, and in the original, they made it seem like he didn't have much of an education because that's how spoiled he was, but in this one, he actually does, and they find something in common there.
Yeah.
But I did like how they had a background for Belle's mother, and how she ended up dying, why she's not there now.
Yeah, it's it fills in a lot of the gaps from the first movie to make it a little more.
Because of this, they make extra songs, so the movie's actually 2 hours now instead of an hour and 38 minutes.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad that they went in that direction and didn't. But to me, it was almost too good of a shot-to-shot remake of the original. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
But I really did like what. Probably the best display of special effects I've seen in a movie like this would probably be the Be Our Guest song, because it's way more lavish than even the original was.
Yeah, I found myself kind of smiling during moments like that too. So I thought it was a decent movie, but it's just more of the same. Like, some of those gaps we could fill in by ourselves.
It's almost as if this movie exists as a advertisement for the original, which you can buy right now, because thankfully Disney hasn't locked it up in the vault yet.
Well, that and a shit ton of money. What did it make in its first week, 170? Holy shit. Yeah, that's – yeah. But I agree with you for the most part, Eric. What do you give
I'm going to give this a 7.5.
Well, that sounds about fair. It sounds about what it's getting. It's getting 70% on Rotten Tomatoes, if anybody gives a shit about that. All right, Power Rangers.
A movie that has like 48%
on Rotten Tomatoes. Which I want to reiterate that that's way higher than what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be in the teens to maybe even – I really – so
let me show you my – or let me say my opinion of the movie. Every preview I've seen looks worse.
Looks worse?
And worse.
Oh, okay.
The movie is not bad at all. It's just – there's some things that undercut it from being even better than it could have been.
Yeah.
Like the fact that it's super angsty in the very beginning of the movie.
One review I saw said that basically for the first three quarters of it, and it's like 2 hours long, there's no action.
Yeah, the action doesn't really happen until the end of the movie, and that's kind of a disappointment. But it's understandable if it's an origin story movie and they plan on making more of them, and they're probably going to do that because I think sales aren't terribly bad.
Yeah.
The reasons that they're all scrubs in this movie, and they're not like all straightly students like they were in the TV show.
So they're trying to add a little bit of depth and
But these kids, like the things that Jason does to get sent to like eternal detention until the end of the year, are kind of what the fuck ish, because like first it's like has to do with a cow, and then they have to make some joke about his friend stroking the cow's penis to check for udders because he's stupid. It's okay, yeah, we didn't really need that kind of joke in this movie, but I did like the other jokes that made that referenced the original show's corniness, although I think the movie could have used a lot more corn, but. Like I said, the sequel movies will probably be a lot more of that since all the drama has been taken care of already.
Yeah.
But I did like how Bryan Cranston was like as Zordon, but he's like a jerk Zordon.
Yeah.
But
Is this movie it's just an updated Power Rangers, right? Like is it – It's
like a pretty reboot version of Power Rangers, pretty much.
So you liked it, Eric? So that maybe that lends well to.
I think they did a good job with Rita. She's very much Rita, but with 100% less annoying, irritating, screechy dub voice.
Yeah.
That they used in that adaptation of the show, and because they basically just used Japanese footage and dubbed over.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
I was kind of hoping that they'd rename her to Pandora, which was her original name in the original show it was based on. Hmm. But I guess they want some connection to the North American show that this movie's been named after.
Yeah.
But the one thing I don't like, though, is that the Megazord looks like a Bayformer, and it's all sleek and not blocky like the original Tokusatsu and Sentai shows.
Hmm. That's getting back to the Power Rangers roots. Damn, man. So you're a fan of the Power Rangers, you would say...
No, I'm actually a bigger fan of the Sentai. I actually hate the Power Rangers franchise as a whole because I think they're bad adaptations of the original shows that they're based on. I think they're just too cringeworthy corn for me.
Yeah. I mean, that's how they do...
I think the Japanese versions strike a better balance between corniness, campiness, and good action scenes.
And
in this newest show, Ninja Steel, they still have like 50s representations of bullies and nerds, and that irritates me. This movie kind of gets away from that.
Well, that's a good change to the movie for sure, to that adaptation. They're talking about Lent and chat. Yeah, we probably could do another 15 minutes. You all made good points in the chat room about that, for sure.
Anyways, Did you say lint instead of lent?
Yeah, they said lint.
I could say lint. I mean, I know it's lent.
Anyways, I give this movie a 6.5. Hopefully the sequels happen and they're tremendously better.
Yeah.
But I think it's a decent start to a potential series.
Yeah, so I think the norm for some, because I saw the numbers on Power Rangers, it doesn't seem like what Mug is saying about smash hits. You know, those are movies that make, what, double the budget, 2.5 times the budget?
They also take into account
marketing,
international sales.
Oh, they take, okay. All right, but they also have marketing.
But that doesn't happen.
International,
I'm curious to see what happens. How well this movie will do in Japan. I wonder what they'll take to North American adaptations of their franchises.
I wonder.
It is worth noting, though, that international sales they're not as lucrative for the studio.
Apparently there's going to be a sequel to Warcraft because of
China.
I think China's love for the movie.
Yeah.
It bombed here.
Yeah, it did.
Still haven't seen it.
The movie has absolute terrible rating.
did it bomb here, or did it make its budget back here?
No, it didn't. It was a flat out disaster here.
Was it? Yeah, that's
I liked it, but I can acknowledge all the problems it has.
Yeah. Well, no, I watched the movie too, and I've never played Warcraft in my life, and I thought it was okay. I think I agreed with Freak 5. I think Freak 5 in chat was saying that Warcraft wasn't, you know, it wasn't like cringeworthy. It was.
I agree with Cinemason's assessment of like, why are they showing the locations of all these places but not referencing it on a map? To let you know the distance between these places.
I tried to watch Warcraft and I was just like. And initially the first scene where you have like this interplay between like the orc and his wife, I was like, okay, well, this is kind of neat. And then it's just like, oh, then we have human characters. Oh, fuck me, I'm bored. I cannot watch this shit. Click.
They should have stuck with the horde.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, Transformers last night, it looks like terrible garbage, but I'm probably going to see it just for closure.
It looks like Transformers, you know.
More Transformers,
rather.
Bayformers, exactly. Like
they made it even more grim dark than the last movie was.
But at least they got rid of Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
At least he's gone.
That's a little work, though.
It didn't.
Just in there.
Yeah, what were you going to say,
It wasn't an improvement. removing Shia LaBeouf was not an improvement.
I think it's always an improvement.
That's kind of my point. It's like, you know, removing Shia LaBeouf should always be an improvement, and yet it wasn't.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's just bad.
Ouch.
Shia LaBeouf.
I mean, the one thing that I liked about Age of Extinction was I liked the redesigns. I thought they looked cool.
Mm-hmm. I think they
redid the transforming, too.
Let's finally make Bumblebee talk, but he's still annoying.
Yeah, I'm looking at Warcraft, guys. Domestic total gross, $47,365,000 on a production budget of $160 million. So China saved that movie big time, man.
Colossal failure, though.
Yeah, failure here, but wow. Worldwide, $433 million. Yeah. I would not consider that a failure money wise.
Well,
honestly.
As far as the domestic box office goes, that it was a colossal failure.
Yeah.
And the studio is like, you know, basically it's like if they are going to make a sequel, it's going to be much more tooled toward. You can expect it to be kind of more of the same.
Yeah.
And it's going, you know, it's not going to get nearly the distribution that the first one did, because it's just not going. People are just like, first one bombed here.
Make it in China.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll have to chop that production budget by at least $60 million if they do that, because I'm guessing next time around Warcraft would net you about what, 20 here in the U.S. about that, based what we saw in the first one. Or do sequels? Does it still find true that sequels do better than the originals? So
it didn't. That did not hold true for 50 Shades.
Yeah,
50 Shades did about half what the original did. The 50 Shades Darker did about half what 50 Shades of Grey did.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like the there are exceptions to that rule. So, fuck. So it's just hit or miss if we're going to get.
Yeah, I mean, it's like if the movie's better, if you actually get a genuinely better sequel, it's not like, you know, The Godfather 2 where you get good word of mouth or something like that sometimes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
By and large, it's usually the law of diminishing returns.
Yeah. Real quickly, I want to talk very briefly about Iron Fist. I don't want to spoil anything for anybody. I've almost finished Iron Fist.
How many episodes are there? I didn't check.
13, I believe.
Okay.
So
I'm about halfway through.
And to me, it's slow paced.
And that's your review.
Yeah. Wow.
Is that a box quote? You think? How do you put that on a box?
Unless something changes between what I see in the ending and the way that I feel now, like I think that show's the worst that I've seen of any Marvel produced thing that I can think of, up to and including Fantastic Four. I don't know. What do you think so far? Breakman,
I'm about halfway through. Is your disappointment have to do with the lack of action?
Partially. They had an opportunity to do a few things in that thing that got left on the table. They could have talked about, just other things to do with the economy or something, but they decide to have this convoluted story about, the justice system and some underlying problems with the U.S. And it just so slow paced, so, you know.
Yeah, this is definitely the slowest pace to the Netflix Marvel shows.
Yeah, you really want to get something going. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those series. Mug, have you seen it at all?
No, I had the only Netflix series that I've watched has been Daredevil.
I really like Daredevil. Now that's a perfect example of a great series to watch. The first and second season, they're awesome. Same thing with Jessica Jones. Same thing with Luke Cage. Luke Cage, I thought, was awesome. They've had like hit after hit. What am I missing about Iron Fist that should open my eyes to make me think better of this series? Because I don't have anything to base it being good on. The acting is kind of wooden. The action sequences are dry. And that's, I don't blame the actor, but damn, they just don't look like, if you're going for a kung fu vibe, get somebody to train you kung fu before you get on the set and do it, you know? And I
knew kung fu.
I mean, it was, to me, it just looked, am I way off or?
I mean, I'm enjoying it. Like I said, the fight, there's not that much action and it's not been like blow me away action, like Daredevil, for instance. Like, you watch Daredevil fight and you just want to keep watching him fight. Like, and he just keeps fighting.
Yeah.
And keeps kicking ass. But in the first like few episodes, I'll give you one spoiler. We see more of this one woman like fight than we do him.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know, we want to be introduced to a hero that, you know, we get a good sense of their abilities right away. You know, like the Avengers movie. Like, we don't know a lot about Scarlet Witch. They did go and give you a little bit in the sequel. But right away, we know, holy shit, Scarlet Witch is a badass. You know, we kind of get a sense of that. I don't know. I just never got that sense.
I guess it's I can enjoy something for what it is and just not completely hate it for what it isn't.
Yeah,
but maybe my opinion will change when I get later into it. Or
yeah, it's just I don't want to be that person. You know what I mean, Breakman?
You already are.
I know. Okay. I don't want to be that guy that, you know. But we're so used to so many good things. It was disappointing. I guess there's a couple of moments that I like.
Yeah, I guess compared to the other ones, yeah, like I said, it's not, like, it's definitely not the best, especially Daredevil and Jessica Jones, who had really great villains. And I think, and I've said it before with with Luke Cage. Like the first, like the two, like the main villains at the beginning of the show were amazing.
Yeah,
and then they brought a cartoon character in at the end.
Yeah, I really like the first villain in Luke Cage for sure. You're exactly right. Freak says Iron Fist sounds like a sex toy. He enjoyed it. His problem was same problem with lots of the MCU.
Why does Iron Fist sound like a sex toy to him?
Because he's a freak.
Because fisting is a sex act.
Yeah, we'll ask him.
I mean, like, but that's what he—that's what he thinks about. I mean, he's thinking about fisting himself.
Had to bring it up.
I do have a review I would like to do.
Go for it. Let's do it.
All right. Well, I saw Life this afternoon.
Oh shit! Life.
So is it the aliens? The alien ripoff? It looks.
Is this
like?
Movie at all based on the actual board game? Why not? There's Battleship.
No, it is not even remotely based on.
Oh, game. Damn! I really wanted that movie, man.
It is. It is not. You know, it is not as much like Alien as you expect it to be. It's kind of by the numbers sci-fi horror. It's competently made and it's pretty enjoyable. It doesn't make as strong use of its, because it's got some really fantastic actors in it. I mean, like you've got your two big names, or Jake Gyllenhaal and Ryan Reynolds, neither of them really gets a chance to really shine as much. It's the it's the characters who appear to kind of fade into the background who have more to chew on, so to speak. The creature is pretty neat. There's a certain element of body horror to it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the way that it attacks people. It's not like this. It's not like the alien where it's like grabs you, rips your brain out kind of thing. The movie looks fantastic. It has a relatively modest budget of about $60 million.
Yeah.
But like all the money's on screen. Some of the zero G effects don't quite work. It's like, that person's on a wire. But a lot of it's hidden through some pretty clever cinematography. There's some bits where there are several scenes where like everything's upside down because there's no up and down orientation in space.
Uh-huh.
But the creature is interesting. The CG work, the CG is very convincing. This is pretty good. Reaction to it. For most of it, I was like, oh, this is looking like about a 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
And then the ending came along. I'm like, okay, I really, really, really liked the ending.
It's amazing.
So that bumped it up. Yeah. That bumped it up to around a 7 or 7.5.
Yeah. That I like, when a movie has a good ending, like that adds a lot to a movie,
I'm wondering if I should see that or, wait till Redbox it. Cause I kind of want to see Trainspotting too. I watched Trainspotting over the weekend and watched that.
Trainspotting 2 is like that is a Netflix watch for me because I liked the original, but I'm just thinking the original was kind of lightning in a bottle, and I don't really think you can they're going to recapture
that again. It's like making a sequel to like Reservoir Dogs or something. It's like it just wouldn't catch that same feeling. Let's see. They're still talking about fisting in chat, Freak, and his but he made a good point real quickly about Claire. We'll talk about that next week, Freak. Hopefully Breakman might finish it this week.
He does say one thing in here. He says, and Danny gets this look on his face, and I call it the confused dog look.
Confused. Yeah, exactly. Like it there's some, I think it's more due to writing. Like I said, there's some decent actors in there. The acting is a little wooden, but there are some things to glean from that series. But overall, I'm just not hugely impressed. I don't know. They could have did so much more with Iron Fist and made him relevant.
I'm not saying I love the show or anything.
I'm just saying I don't
hate it either.
I did hear that Legends of Tomorrow is getting good.
This season of Legend of Tomorrow has been amazing.
Yeah, Yeah, I heard that.
I think it's been more entertaining than The Flash and Arrow and even Supergirl.
Yeah, I think that's going to be my starting on point. I'll start with Legends of Tomorrow, and I'll get into the other ones, start watching those guys.
Like, I don't know if you'll like the first season. They've changed so much this season, like changed characters, several characters, and they've made it more on point as to what their goal is.
Yeah. Yeah,
this season they're hunting the Spear of Destiny, and they formed the Legion of Doom and stuff like that. Like, this is the most of all the shows. I think this is the most comic booky.
That's good, man.
Like I said, I've enjoyed it more than the other ones. They're kind of all in with the fun.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna try to start watching that stuff this week, I think.
Don't get me wrong, I do like the other shows. Yeah. Trying to say the other shows are bad.
Of room for plenty of shows. Like there's seasons of shows that I liked that sucked. I mean, Walking Dead's a great example of that. All right, guys, that brings us to the end of the show. Next week we'll try to have more time for Free For All. Maybe we'll have Freak 5 call in, since he hasn't tweeted us in a long time, and we can grill him about that on the air. Freak says, have you watched this week's episode? I haven't seen any episode. I'm sure Break has.
Yeah, I did.
Break gives it a good rating. I'm going to take a look at it. Maybe that's a good jumping on point for me. All right, guys, let's start with – let's go down the line. Let's do Mug first. Mug, your plugs.
You can find me on Twitter as @MoriaMug, MoriaMug.
No? All right. Let's see. Let's go with Breakman.
What? Who? You can follow me at @Break_man and at @RPGrinders.
Yep.
On Twitter.
Anything else, Breakman?
No, that's it.
All right. Eric.
You can find reviews on sites that I've written for, like BostonMasterGuy.com, TotallyGN.com, HonestGamers.com, FogNetwork.com, and GameTactics.com. And I have a YouTube channel, FunnyTMan, and you can find me on Twitter at EricRPG.
Yep. Make sure you tweet the show, and we'll
definitely... Also, I have a Patreon that you can go visit.
Yeah. Is that linked on your YouTube?
Not on my YouTube channel. I'm going to fix that soon. But okay. I'll make sure I post it into the summary.
Yeah. I don't have many plugs. Just safe travels to Mug on his journey. Hopefully you guys have a good week too. Everybody that's listening, my co-host, everybody that's in chat this week, which was MXT, Freakman. Of course, all of us were in there, Kazin and Dungeon Buster, of course. All right. Anybody have anything else before we take off?
That was it for me.
All right, guys. Till next week. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we're out. Mug should sell his game to Breakman.
For Breakman can't. Jeez.
Breakman can't afford it.
Breakman could probably afford it, but then his girlfriend would probably murder him.